what do you call those things that they fly around and eat wool clothes and
moths?
Okay, if you have just one, you say there's one
moth.
Okay, and what do you call those things that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off?
Lightning bugs.
Okay.
I don't see those many anymore.
Oh, you know, I was out at St. Ed's the other day, and, I was running the track out there. It was almost dark. Hmm. And there were bunches of them.
We used to just tell someone we were kids and put them in bottles. You know?
Uh-huh. We caught one. I was with a friend, and we caught one and showed it to the dog. The dog went crazy. What do you call those things that, they make a red, they'll bite you and make a red bite that itches?
Red bugs.
Okay. And another thing that makes a bite, too, they fly around. And some of them around here are this tall. They'll light on you, and it makes a bite. Looks just like a red bug bite. But,
Beetles, isn't it?
No, sometimes they carry malaria. They have to spray for them, you know?
Oh, yes. I think mosquitoes.
Okay. What do you call that kind of insect? They have a long, skinny body, and they have, I don't know, two or four sets of wings. They have several sets of wings, and the wings are about this long. And sometimes they're blue, and sometimes they're gray. And they're real pretty, and they eat mosquitoes, and they hover over water. You can see them around water a lot.
Seem like I was stung by one once, but I can't remember the name of it.
What are all the kinds of things, insects that sting?
Well, I stung.
What do you call the kinds that? Well, I think my dog got stung by one.
Ticks.
Okay. This kind I'm thinking about stings, but they build a little nest, you know, up in the tree, and a bunch of them will live there, and you have to go and pour gasoline on the nest and set it on fire if you want to get rid of them. All the way to get rid of them. Okay. My dog got stung in his neck. Swelled way up.
Are you talking about wasps?
Okay. Yeah, what other kind?
And bees and wasps are bad about stinging.
Yeah, okay. You have two wasps or one?
And hornets.
Okay. What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
I don't know. I don't think there's too much difference. A hornet build nests around. I know you have hornet nests.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you have to watch those.
What about a wasp? What do they do?
I don't know how they live.
What do you call the kind that make nests out of mud or dirt?
Well, that's hornet.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call those things that are, some of them are green and some of them are brown, and they hop around the grass in the summer? And
grasshopper?
Okay. What do you call those little things that gather up in the corners of the ceiling if you don't dust up there all the time?
Spiders.
Okay, what do you call the thing that they stretch out?
Web.
Okay. Do you call it the same thing if it's indoors?
I guess so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pulling up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut the what?
The tree itself?
Well, yeah, you're trying to get the stump out of the ground, so you have to cut the what? The what's? There's usually a whole bunch of them, and it's a lot of trouble. And
tarantulas or something?
No, I'm talking about the part of the tree, the lower part of the tree.
Oh, trunk of the tree.
Okay, below that would be the what?
Roots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of a tree do people tap for syrup?
Maple.
Okay. And what would you call a big group of those trees?
Big one?
Group of those trees.
I just don't know.
We don't have too many down here.
a group of trees. I just don't know.
What all kinds of trees are there around here?
Well, we have elm and pecan and oak and mosquito. Mesquite, I mean.
Yeah. That's all we do have in my hometown, is mesquite.
I think the mesquites are pretty at night. It leaves a lace of shadow in the moon.
What do you call that kind of tree that has well, they look sort of like cottonwood trees where they have the scaly bark.
Or sycamore.
Okay. We have three in our front yard, and they're the biggest mess in the fall.
Oh, yeah. They sure do get to be a mess.